America Weekend.
Hi, it's Valerie Smaldone. Thanks for coming along, and this is America Weekend. A little bit perturbed because, you know, sometimes I really struggle with my memory. I certainly have some issues about what do I have to do today and what's going on. I'm so confused. I've written things down, but where did I write them down? Where did I put my sunglasses? Where are my keys, right? This is kind of normal stuff that everybody goes through, but you start to get a little bit worried when you see a pattern that is happening over and over again. I came across an article that I really want to share with you on Everyday Health. This is the 5 surprising causes of memory loss that you may not have considered. And I think this is really important because right away we think, oh my goodness, dementia, or I'm getting older, or Alzheimer's. But there are other really important reasons that you may be having memory loss, and how to determine really what's going on, right? So first of all, you want to talk to your doctor about any symptoms that you have, any concerns you might have. Maybe you need to take some tests, including an MRI, to determine what is affecting your memory. But in some cases, there could be a number of reasons. It could be more than one. And the first one is sleep apnea. This is so important because, you know, the concept and the topic of sleep is becoming huge at this point. So much research has gone into the restorative and healing powers and necessary reasons to sleep a good amount of time. Arianna Huffington just wrote a book about how you must sleep, how it is essential to life, how you need to sleep 7 to 9 hours. Sleep apnea is a sleep disorder. It actually causes your breathing to stop throughout the night. And this is linked to memory loss and dementia. There is a memory and Alzheimer's treatment center at Johns Hopkins. They've done a lot of research about this. If you think you have sleep apnea, if you wake up with a headache or you have fatigue, if you're snoring a great deal, you may have this. And this is something to really look into. So sleep apnea is one issue, and that goes in line with not sleeping well through the night. They also talk in this article about a silent stroke. This changes your ability to think and move normally. That can come from strokes that you're not even aware that you're having because the strokes block some brain blood vessels. So mild memory problems can happen after these silent strokes affect the smaller blood vessels. They cause changes in brain function. It could be anywhere from mild to severe. And it's called vascular cognitive impairment. This is where your blood flow is reduced or deprived of oxygen and nutrients. So this is something to look into as well. What kinds of medications are you taking? Memory loss could be a sign that your medication must be adjusted. There are several drugs that can affect memory, including sleeping pills, antihistamines, anti-anxiety medications, antidepressants. Some painkillers cause this problem, cholesterol-lowering medication, and diabetes medication. So imagine if you're taking a number of these different medications, now you're playing with all different kinds of science and chemistry, and it can cause some issues. The cholesterol-lowering drugs, they're known as statins, could slightly increase the risk for reversible cognitive side effects, which includes memory loss and confusion. So that is absolutely something to be aware of. A nutritional deficiency, something as simple as lacking one of the B vitamins, which is essential for normal nerve function, can lead to confusion and dementia. So every day, they're recommending 2.4 micrograms of B12 in your diet. Where does that come from? Things like dairy products, meat and fish, or from foods that are fortified with vitamin B12, like fortified cereals. So that, I mean, I don't even think about that, right? It's nothing that I'm really concerned with, but be aware that B12 is essential for your diet. And stress, anxiety, and depression can lead to memory and some cognitive function, memory loss and cognitive function. So be aware of that. You know, be aware of any depression, any anxiety that is you're experiencing over a period of time, mood disorders, something that you want to consider. All right, some interesting information on America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Like so many people I know, I have trouble falling asleep. Something's never quite right, and usually it's my position in the bed. It's been an ongoing frustration until recently when I met Mike Lindell and tried his creation, MyPillow, because it's fit for me. The MyPillow doesn't flatten, it doesn't get hot and stuffy, the patented fill stays where you put it, and what's ingenious about MyPillow is that it's fit to your specs depending on how you sleep, on your back, on your side, your size even. I don't have that anxiety anymore when I go to bed because I know that with MyPillow it will be a pleasant sleeping experience. I'd love for you to try this. I have a super offer for you today. Buy one MyPillow and they give you one for your partner free. Not worth spending another night frustrated by your lack of sleep. Call 800-867-0058. Use promo code AW or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AW. 800-867-0058, promo code AW. Do it today.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What if your money reported its relationship with you on Facebook?
It might say it's single. It meets up with you from time to time with no commitment, but your money soon departs.
Then at some point, you meet up with money that you want to hang out with.
You get engaged. You start to trust your money, but something isn't right and you call it off.
That's when it's complicated, because money wasn't giving you what you really needed. You weren't building anything together.
Then you discover how to maintain a healthy relationship with money. You get married. Few people attend the ceremony, just you, your money, and your advisors.
You'll check in with them from time to time just to make sure your money is taking care of you. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.